Yeah. I think it's working. Maharaj, can you tell us how you happened to start the Nam Hat in Europe?
May I know
the purpose of this is to inspire the devotees in New York, including myself, on doing it in the New York area, or anyone who comes from another temple in America, how they can do it by hearing what you say.
So this is very nice.
Prabhupada Maharaj is already doing something in New York,
yeah.
But we'd like to hear from you how you do it so that we can also do it.
Yeah.
Also, for someone who doesn't have full time, like myself, to do it, if I only have some small portion of the week, how can I make the most use of that for Nam Hat? That's another one of the questions.
Let me start by saying what is the necessity of Nam Hat, because whenever I'm coming and to a temple and devotees ask me, it seems to me that our movement has only developed book distribution and the temple programs, Sunday programs or the lecture programs.
Can I just make sure? Okay, it's okay. All right.
Yes. So, according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whenever a pure devotee appears, then he will... No, this is according to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Whenever a pure devotee appears, he will take care of the publishing. We can just say
all right.
That the publishing of books is taken care of, that Srila Mayapur is served, and that the congregation of people who are living outside of So our movement has taken care of publishing and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and because of that Mayapur is developing, because a certain percentage of the books sells, the money is going to Srila Mayapur. But Nam Hat is still in the childhood stage. So Prabhupada gave clear instructions about this in several of his letters, and also in instruction to the devotees. Especially Jayapataka Maharaj, he tells us a lot of instructions Prabhupada gave him on this. And one instruction is very, very much in my mind, and with this instruction I want to answer this question. At the time our Mayapur project was in danger, the Muslims wanted to take it over because it was such a nice project, and the rule was communism. So they wanted to try from the American and take from the American capitalists, and they came in, and there was quite a scene, and the result was that devotees were even put in prison. So at that time Jayapataka Maharaj went to Prabhupada, and it was discussed if we could only round up some support, which he did. He organized 10,000 people who made a kirtan procession, but all these 10,000 people told him, only in times of need you come to us, but not before.
They said it to who?
To Jayapataka Maharaj. So from that he understood that he must cultivate the congregation outside of the temples, who will make our standing in this world very, very strong. So I heard about this, and it made sense. So I started in a humble way to contact people who had written to the temples. And I went and visited them, gave them Srila Prabhupada's books and the holy name, and asked them to support the temple with donations. That was the initial state. Then we developed the idea of a network. We called it network. At that time, we had no idea what Namhata is, but we just understood that if people could be just organized together to do something together for Krishna, the impact will be very strong, just like our temples, they built a kind of network, and we could just organize the friends of Lord Krishna in what we call the Krishna network, Krishna Netzwerk. So somehow it seemed it was the right idea. The first time we understood the impact of this program was when we had a problem. In Berlin we preached for a long time, but it was always a strain to go there, and temples didn't become so successful because we didn't have really qualified devotees to stay there. So we got the idea, why don't we organize all the friends of Lord Krishna so that they meet just like the Christians do, once a week for Bhagavad Gita lectures, which one would give. Just read from the book, prepare a huge feast, and chant some Hare Krishna together.
Where did they meet?
They met in an apartment which they rented for this purpose. Because they were very poor friends, their apartments were not big enough. And then I remember one day we were invited to this apartment, and we just actually it started in an apartment of a friend. This was how it started, right? And then we saw they were so enthusiastic by having met for months once a week. Now they really wanted to hear from devotees. So the kirtan became ecstatic. We jumped up, we danced, and then the neighbor came and complained because his pictures had fallen from the wall. It was so much dancing. So we decided we couldn't do this any longer in this apartment. We would have to find a flat where we could dance.
Are you the one that organized that?
Well, together with other devotees.
You called them up on the phone and say, why don't we get together for a meeting?
Yeah, like that. And we decided that we would all pitch in for a suitable apartment.
Donations.
And then they did it. And this is how it started. First we found out how potent it was. Once there was a big festival in Berlin, and our friends just went there with prasadam and the holy name, mudanga, harmonium, guitar, and they did that chanting, and the radio interviewed them. So in that time, because Germany was tough, we never would get radio interviews. So after seeing that somehow if also beginners begin to practice Krishna consciousness and bring it out to the people, after seeing that this is beneficial in two ways, we became more serious. It was beneficial because the beginners derived some natural conviction in the preaching field and became more advanced and ready to take a stand for Krishna in regards to outsiders, non-devotees. And the second thing was our impact on society grew. So we became serious, and then we heard different ideas from Jayapataka Maharaj on the same matter. He has published a very nice booklet which is very essential in order to get the traditional understanding of Namhata Bhaktivinoda Thakur's program. It's called the Marketplace of the Holy Name. And so we started to develop Namhata. So, as you said, so how can this be started? Now I must say my answer to this is obviously based on the experience here in Germany, and it might vary according to the country. But it is also based on individuality. Every preacher has a different style and a different approach to people and different gifts which Krishna has given him. But I think from all this experience which we have, we can extract a few principles which are of an universal application. The first thing you have to get is obviously addresses. Now the best of all addresses, we found out, are people who write with questions to the temple. Because in this time, it takes a rare person to make the endeavor to take a pen in his hand and write on a piece of paper. It's a fact. Most people don't write personal letters, only business. They make crosses in business reply cards. So because of this, we found out that someone who writes with a personal concern to the temple is the most likely candidate for a visit. The other addresses are guests. This is on the second place, who come to you to the Sunday program. But again, someone who writes after having read a letter, after having read a book, who writes after this, he has been moved by the book. He's not just a nice talker, like I found out in the Americans are very nice talkers as a people, but they are not used to commit themselves in talks. You will find when you talk with especially Germans are quite the opposite. They are always tend to be very serious, but of course this has changed. I mean, the superficial society is in vogue now. Anyways, really a letter or a phone call, help me, this is really what we are waiting for. Then, second place, Sunday guests. And third place is Sangitan addresses. Now, we found out Sangitan addresses are usually not so good, although the Sangitan devotees give the most positive impression, because when a kami, a conditioned soul, finally meets a devotee, all his piety, all the mercy of the Lord goes into this 1 minute where he associates favorably with the devotee. But afterwards, the waves of material nature again overcrowd him. So, with Sangitan addresses, we are now very careful. We don't go to every address from Sangitan. We first write him a letter to find out if he's really worth a visit.
Who writes the letter?
That is the preachers. We have organized the preaching now in such a way that I am at the helm, so to say, of one very nice group of brahmacharis. Then we have a grihastha couple, and then we have a mataji group. This mataji group we felt was very important because when brahmacharis preach to ladies, it often happens that ladies become so thankful to the brahmachari that a kind of relationship, emotional relationship, which the mataji has not under her full control, develops. So we have a mataji group, and
who's the mataji group?
Yes, Bhakti Devi. And so they take care of the matajis, all the matajis in fact, and they contact all these three kinds of addresses by letter, addresses by Sankirtan, addresses by Sunday feast. I forgot a fourth category. This is a very good category. After your public programs, people who sign up and who want to be contacted after purchasing books. We believe in public programs very much.
You have like a guest book that they would sign?
We have only a piece of paper. We have two models. One is a very rudimentary. It says, if you are interested to be contacted, please write your name and address. Now we have done another piece of paper. It says, how did you like the program? Excellent, good, disappointing. Please make your commentaries. How did you like the bhajan? How did you like the kirtan? The bhajan as the lecture, the film presentation, so on, the food.
Film presentation.
We have a multivision. That's actually not a film, that's multivision. In the absence of this, a nice slideshow is very good. I personally, you know, our program has become very big. This it's called the Gauranga Bhajan Group. We are touring sometimes many people come. This is a very big operation. But I personally believe in slideshows, which I personally comment, because the personal approach is really what people want.
What are the slides about?
I have one on Vrindavan, one on the Hare Krishna movement, one on karma and reincarnation. This slideshow you will see. We are just making a copy for your tour to Czechoslovakia. And if you like it, then certainly you could take it with you and show it maybe. Let us, you will have to see, because you also a very seasoned preacher, so you will see if it is according to your liking and your style. With these programs we get a lot of fantastic addresses. We do sort of stir in the lake of the conditions till some good ones come out. So that's the Nam Hatha program. This is one aspect of the Nam Hatha program, how to get addresses. So when we have the addresses, we visit them. How to make a visit? According to this style. It's a relative, it's not an absolute rule. But the purpose of the visit is to let them meet devotees and understand what Krishna consciousness means in practice. And usually when a person, after reading the book, a person will think, oh, is this practicable at all? Can I live like that? And this dimension, translating the book into practical action, is easiest if we see an example in the form of a devotee. So, but the devotee must be very, very responsible in this visit. He should not think my only duty is to make friendship and talk on their level. He must, of course, you must see how fast the people are able to progress, but he must soon bring them to the stage where they can be maintained by Krishna. That means to the stage of regular reading or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra or offering their foods at home. This is very important.
So you don't care if they have a big group at their house, even if it's just the one family or one person?
For the beginning, you must start with the individual. A society is composed of individuals. If we try to get the group without having changed the heart of the individual, it will be an external party, which we have a party, Namhata party, congregation, that's all. They will just adopt Krishna consciousness on a very external platform according to vegetarianism, nice food, interesting people, and so on. It will be a second Vishva Hindu Parishad. We must first get the individuals clear. One, there's a great danger if you have not build up people from the inner, from inside. The danger is that when they associate, they f- fall onto the material platform with their associate. We have seen a few Namahatta groups breaking apart because of this. They will associate, and then because our structure is one gives the lecture, they will become envious on the lecture giver. Their wives will manipulate their husbands into the first position, and then there will be strife. We have seen this in several cases. We are in Kali Yuga, and only devotees can live together, not come, not.
What constitutes a non-life group, as you just mentioned?
Well, individuals who are interested in Krishna consciousness and who feel the need for a sangha. They come together either once a week or more than once a week and take part in a Vaishnav program, which consists of chanting the holy name, reading from the literature, maybe explaining from the literature according to the realization, and then eating prasadam together, and if possible also doing the work of the transmitter, going outside and transmitting Krishna consciousness. So for that, sorry, but just to bring this thought to the conclusion, for that you have to visit them first alone and bring them up to the platform where they are connected with Krishna.
How do you do that?
You visit them, and first of all, you have to. I mean, we always go in Vaishnava clothes, so we first of all have to make them feel that there's nothing to worry and that they can talk with us, and then you have some subjects which you want to discuss with them, progressing on the spiritual path, seeing through the transcendental sound vibration, the chanting of the holy name, and so on and so forth. It is so after you have cultivated them, you can bring them together in a group. And the best thing is, you are there for the first meetings and lead the program. And then you say, well, why don't you sometimes give the lecture, and you watch it, you hear what he says. Please send me a tape, I'm very interested to hear. And then this person will think, ooh, I better think what I'm going to tell. And afterwards, when the group is there, there should be always connection with devotees, because we live in Kali Yuga, and if they are left alone, it is very, very difficult for them. It's not like in Bengal, where it's more or less the culture. Here we have no spiritual culture, so you can't really leave them alone for long. Best is you visit them, or you send your devotees, nice devotees, who may not be the most dashing of all preachers, the most self-sufficient preachers. You send them, and the devotees in the temple will be very happy and thankful that, oh, I've gone there. They ask questions. And they were, I must say, I became much more serious after seeing the seriousness of these people. And you will see how your own temple devotees will like this very much. We have.
Do they give the lecture?
Yes. They prepare the lecture. They are not, you can tell them, why don't you listen to an experienced lecture giver, make the points he makes, and explain them in their own words. These are, in fact, the most successful Namahatta groups, which are taken care of by devotees. And this brings us to another point, which I feel is very important for our temple managers. It's the fact that many of our brahmacharis and brahmacharinis will marry. They will have to go through this phase of their life. And then, what to do with them in the temple. They might become, like the tendency is now in America, they might think, well, now we have to show that we are better than the brahmacharis. We take care of our own needs, and then they begin to work like everyone else and become normal people in their activities, not in their consciousness. but later maybe also in their consciousness. So with these grihasthas, we found out, you just tell them, open a place, like Prabhupada's mission was. Open a place and you can help them by bringing them in contact with your Namhatis. The Namhatis will give them facilities. They will like to listen from the grihasthas. The grihasthas will, by their preaching, raise the Lakshmi from those Namhatis who work. And in this way, show that they are self-sufficient.
Raise the Lakshmi for their own maintenance?
For the temple.
For the Heidelberg temple? Or
no, no, for their preaching center. So in other words, the Namhata center becomes a preaching center. That we did, and that happened a few times.
The householders who used to be brahmacharis,
yeah,
their preaching center or the Namhata people's?
It becomes one.
Oh.
So to say.
How is that? Who rent the place?
The place can be rented by the Namhatis and the Grihasthas do the preaching.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's a very good model, which I feel would solve the existential dilemma of the Grihasthas.
You rent a place for a whole month or just the night that you're going to have the program?
They have to live there.
Oh, I see.
So that's one model. We have not yet... See, in this zone, I'm not struggling because my heart is also with Sankirtan. This is quite a unique situation in that you will hear only Sankirtan is stressed. Even I will stress Sankirtan in my public lectures, to the public means in my lectures to the devotees, because I'm a servant of the mood here. So in this way, we can't really develop all these programs because everyone is on Sankirtan and they should remain on Sankirtan because that always has top priority. But we are very sure that more and more devotees will engage in this preaching program. Like for instance in Hamburg, to give you a practical example, Namhatis rent a houseboat and now they have invited Adi Shesh Prabhu there to come and preach there. They will take care of the rent and Adi Shesh will just preach, fill the houseboat with 50 people a day and make devotees.
Who's Adi Shesh?
You have not seen him. He's out. He's a nice devotee.
Is he
No, he is a brahmachari still. Another program was we had Hannover and there a few devotees came and that was done by a house called a couple. They also paid the rent of it. Yeah. In our discussion I see the turn of our talk is coming to a point which I personally do not think is so important. Now, this sounds like a very impolite statement and a very arrogant misnomer, but I want to say why I want to illustrate why I'm saying like this. See, it's not that... I want to address one point. Devotees often, when they're asked about Namhata, are very, very concerned about the organization of people. And this means dealing with property, with money, and so on and so forth. But that is not really what makes Namhata go well. There are different models which are always secondary to the people who work within those models. Now, therefore, the first concern is, I mean, it sounds almost naive and so on, but it is to develop the people to a state where they want to do something for Krishna. And then there are different possibilities how to organize them. One is that the people get together and pay the Lakshmi for the house. Now in Cologne we have one Namhati who will pay a huge house for the devotees. That's one model. Then the other model is that a few come together and just pay a rent, no property but a rent. The next model is that the Grihasthas themselves finance their own apartment and make part of it a meeting place for Namhadis, and this part can be financed by the group who comes, this part which is called public domain, so to say. There are many, many models, but when you start Namhadas, you should first find the people, and then you will see how you can arrange the people in these groups. We do have several groups here in Germany, but they came together in the way they came together by seeing what they could do and how they could grow up. This is very important. Another important aspect of Namhada, which is very nice, where you would also be fantastic, I guess you would be fantastic in all the areas, but there's one area, contacting famous people. They spread Krishna consciousness in a very fast way.
I have no experience with that. How do you do that?
You find out who's interested in Krishna or subjects close to Krishna consciousness. And then, best is if you are an older preacher. For older preachers, it's very difficult to engage in small talks. You might be an exception because you go out on Sankirtan, but I hear you distribute the books on the merits of the book. And this is your technique, so to say, if one wants to use the word at all. But generally, to meet stars is very troublesome because they are on a... they are 3,000 light years in space, so to say. So what we do is we send other devotees who have some resemblance of the wavelength, and if they but also when people see older devotees, they become shocked because we live in a different world and they see it and they can't talk with us. I heard Guru Prasad Swami met Madonna. This is an American star in the Los Angeles restaurant. And he told me how he felt about this. He tried to preach to her, but after 5 minutes he just left the table and said, this lady is too much. So this shows what a nice sannyasi Guru Prasad Swami is, but it doesn't show the expertise of a preacher who goes down on the platform of a person and somehow can manage to bring some Krishna in the katha, in the talk.
You have to have a lot of patience though, because it may take a long time before you're able to introduce Krishna.
Yeah, what we do is we have quite some famous people already who just became interested in Krishna consciousness, and we tell them to contact the people, and after some time they can bring me in the picture. So this is what we do. There are some famous names, but if I would tell them, you would not really know them because they are from Germany. Nowhere close to Michael Jackson. But I just wanted to bring this point up because Namhata really is based on the understanding that we want to carry Krishna consciousness into realms of society which we might not be able to approach. And the way we do this is by getting people who are inside society and letting them do the work. So once one has understood this, one has a very good basis for Namhata preaching. So I would start, if it is not developed on a great scale, I would start to get addresses by getting in contact with the mail order. In some temples, the mail order department, unfortunately, is not connected with the preaching department. This is the first thing. Then one should have some addresses, some programs whereby one contacts new addresses. And then visit them and bring Krishna in their life. This is very, very important. It takes really good preachers to do this. It is not that we do a visit, chit-chat, and goodbye, and the food was good. It is really much, much more. You have to understand where the person is concerned, what interests him in you. And ultimately, everyone, this is very important for a Namata preacher to realize, he wants to join the ranks of doing something extraordinary. That's even American society, they are so much enthused by stars and by TV dollars, by rock and roll bands. It's because they can't be more than mediocre, so they project all their desires in the stars. So in Krishna consciousness, we can bring the, like you said, heroine or hero. We can bring this hero structure. We can tell them that by becoming spiritual, becoming how do you say, successful in spiritual life, that's a real success. And it requires preaching. It's very subtle points, because now the Western society thinks a spiritual person is a loser. He cannot be a free man. He has to submit to a guru and so on. And this is this misconceptions have to be removed.
What kind of things do you say to them to get them to want Krishna in their heart so they can desire to do something for other people?
I always tell them a very psychological point. It's more or less based on the shloka Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satyuka will know it, that Krishna consciousness is within the hearts of everyone. It only has to be developed by hearing and chanting about Krishna. So I'm starting that to tell people how material life is actually an unfree life. You have hopes which the limited material sphere can never fulfill. And I'm preaching like this, and then I'm showing them the possibilities. If you notice, this is what the advertisement does. Take this and you will become that. So because it works. This is how people accept something. So Nidya, the verse Nidya Siddha Krishna Na Prema Satya Kavunai Shravan Hari Shuddha Chitte Koraye Udhoi. It works on the same principle. Here is something, perfection is in your heart. It's not outside. That's a very sympathetic idea. And by doing a process, you can shuddha shuddha, you can come to your consciousness. And then I'm talking about how the purity of your consciousness is equivalent to the power of your consciousness. This is like we have heard in Satsvarup Maharaj's book about you, how you met Srila Prabhupada, and you were in the conscious expansion group at that time. So that is that we can preach. People want this, they want to expand their consciousness and so on. And then, I mean, it's more or less only our philosophy, which we all know this, you know much better than me.
How do you get them to warm up to you?
You have to be friendly. And you have to really listen to them. But only in the sense of feeling them out, how they are. Because they are not meeting you they want to hear from you. They just have to, I'm giving a present, then I'm telling what I did. This is usually how people tell. But we are traveling, and the East has opened, and we have programs, and like this.
What presents?
Picture of Krishna. Something simple. We are poor, we don't have anything. But I always give a present, because Dadati Pradikrinati, this is personal exchange. Always, whenever I see a person, I always have a present.
This boy, Paul?
Yeah.
He said you gave him a free set of beads.
Yeah.
And then you made a tape for him how to offer prasadam.
Yeah.
Do you do that with everybody?
No, but when I give a set of beads, I usually give it free. Yes, a free set of beads I always give, because when you then ask for $2, it's too cheap. You have given them the universe, and you asked for $2, and it relativates the chanting of the holy name so much.
Because he said because you gave it him for free, he relished and respected the beads more.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, and then one very important point I feel is you should sit together with him and chant the first round, because they're bound to make mistakes. They either say it so slowly, Hare, then they think Krishna, and then they never get the taste. You have to tell them exactly how it goes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, constant flow. They have so many ideas on meditation, so if you tell them that the holy name should be like a constant flow of spiritual energy purifying that desert-like consciousness, then they take to it. But I'm always chanting this with them one round. I heard that, I read in the Japa Reform notebook that Srila Sarasvarup Maharaj was chanting with Srila Prabhupada the rounds. That was the idea is not anything Prabhupada or devotion, not like that. But the idea is that they should hear how it works, how it goes. So that's important. Then,
where do you get the money to give out these free gifts and to travel from one non-high place to another?
Oh, that is usually not a problem. If you help people, they give you everything you need.
They offer, they say, what can I give you in your service for this? Or how does that work?
Like this, but also they become indebted to you and ask for a service. Or you tell them it's time you do a service. So what can I do? You can give some Lakshmi to support the preaching. Point I wanted to address, because when I talk with devotees, they usually ask, it is a fact that people gave us so much money, if I would tell some, everyone would get envious. It's so much, there's no dearth of Lakshmi. It's just because, but we don't think about Lakshmi at all. We just try to engage people in Krishna service. And sometimes devotees also ask, what is the way? How can you finally inspire a person to give that to which he is most attached to, his money? This is really not the question. The question is, how can you give people the greatest present? And as we know, they don't want to take it. So you have to patiently convince them, no, it's good for you, it's good for you. Like Prabhupada wrote us a letter here in Germany. He said the preachers are like the doctors who go into the crazy house and want to give them medicine. They have to convince the patient, no, it's sweet, it is very nice for you, no harm at all. Take it, it only changes your life completely, unless you don't tell them in the very first instance. So you come and give them the greatest gift by preaching in such a way that it is meeting the heart of the people. This is something you have to pray for Krishna to know what is to really know if what is in the heart of the people. It's a different thing than
how do you pray?
How do I pray? I'm just saying Krishna, my prayer goes like this. Krishna, I'm a very fallen soul. It's four lines of that. Please accept my devotional service. Other than you, I have no shelter. That's all.
You don't ask to understand how the individual people are thinking and what.
No, it usually comes. When you come on a Krishna conscious platform where you want to help people through preaching, it comes. Krishna gives you eyes and you can tell people what's in their mind and they get shocked. It is like in book distribution. It's not a mysterious thing at all. All the devotees in our movement know about it. It's not some some specialist's statement. When you are out of book distribution and you really want to distribute books, you know, you tell a person, oh, you must be a teacher. Have you found this in your own life? When it's not very bright or anything, one just has to say something to distribute the book. So all these amazing things. How did you know? Oh, you just looked like an authority to me. And then you give him a book. Yeah. So it is... Anyways, now I've talked a little. I've talked myself a little into an idealistic mood. I want to change this now to get a little bit more formal. The way to touch people's heart is to understand what's in their mind, and this you can also. You don't need to be mystic to find this out, or someone who has this. Experience which book distributor, a normal book distributor has. You just can ask the people, what is your interest, or find out, and then preach according to that. That's the more conventional way, and maybe to start, it is more, one can start like this. So, there was another point I wanted to make. Yes! If you have really touched people's heart, they will want to give Lakshmi so that your expenses will be carried.
Can you say what the specific needs are that you need the Lakshmi for?
Yes, all this. You have to always say a project. Well, one project is I need to travel to reach many people, but we don't have any car. Do you know someone who has a car? And usually they will give a car or give something. If they like you, you have to be very honest with the people. Always say exactly what is in your mind. Because, never try to, say something which is a little untrue to get something from the people. Krishna will not be satisfied because preaching is a brahminical activity and Krishna will only work through the mouth of the brahmanas. There he will appear from those words. So, then people usually give. And you ask them bluntly, what are you doing just working for your maintenance? This is not really advanced. Support a spiritual project. Give to the temple. Half of the rent of this temple, which is 5,000 marks. Once that's $2,500, I believe. That is paid by a congregation around here. So it relieves the devotees, and we are positive that one time the congregation will pay everything so that the devotees can just distribute books and preach. This is what they should do, because Garyastas should, or people who live outside, they should give up some of the results of the works. Otherwise, they just maintain a material cage for them. Body and mind.
Do you say how much you want?
Yes. I give. Well, they can say. I always have a mixture. This is, of course, an individual style, so I do not want to talk on that so much because individuals will always remain individuals, but you can offer them a program like 50 marks, $25 a month, or 100 marks, $50 a month, and then the temple every month sends them a good lecture cassette, cookies from the altar, Radha Govinda. Oh, New York would be such a field for Namata. I guess it is, the whole place is already full with sympathetic people.
Are
so.
You coming there at any time?
No, this is a I'm so much bound to the different things which I do here. Also here when I'm in Heidelberg, I'm always seeing friends of Lord Krishna, and every day is full, so to say. And I do not know if it will really be of so much advantage. In our movement, you have to be an older devotee and to have a position to be taken serious. So I mean,
well, young men,
not so much. I mean, so if there are preachers who are interested and who are working on it, but I have not made such a plan, although Danu Das Swami has, so on, they invited. I think it will work in its natural course because there are so many. Gunagrahi Maharaj is preaching from New York, no?
Washington and other places. Normal Maharaj is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you are there?
Yeah, but I haven't been doing much with Nam Hat, but I want to.
It will be extremely satisfying for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a person who, where other devotees take shelter of, and that is a quality for a Namhata preacher. He has to give people some shelter by giving them guidance. And from all I see, we have heard so much from you, from Vaidyanath, and therefore, I think it is a wonderful program. It's really the thing, you have to give shelter to people, you have to take care. Just now, an Amhadi phoned me, do you know what? My wife left me. They have to know that you are not too beyond all these things. Just like the Goswamis from Vrindavan, I heard that Rupa and Sanatan gave advices in even personal and family matters. They were taken care of even on that level. This you have to do. That's why the priests, although contents-wise, they don't have so much to offer, but still they are accepted and they are integrated.
In New York, the devotees who are working with the Nam Hat under Rilankar Maharaj, only once in a blue moon invite me to any of the Nam Hat programs. Mostly they just ask the sannyasis or sometimes household men. So that's why I want to just get into it myself.
Yeah.
From the ground up.
See, I feel if we want to. Can we. Because this is.
Turn it off?
Yeah. This is a general principle again. Now, to give up. Like a personal dimension to all this, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was. First of all, in my Kami days, I was very interested in changing the society like every young person is. It's just completely mediocre. I mean, everyone is feeling like that. But then I saw something which touched me very much. It was my older brother who, full with mind-expanding substances, went to see Srila Prabhupada in Berlin. Yeah.
Oh.
And Prabhupada preached, and I saw how a change was going on. In 1 week, he was completely transformed. He wanted to travel around the world, but instead he stayed with the devotees. And he's a thick-headed but sympathetic man. So Prabhupada changed him. I just thought how wonderful, how much potency Srila Prabhupada has by talking about Krishna conscious philosophy. And then we did Sankirtan, and at that time Hans Duda had a very nice concept of Sankirtan. He just thought, he said, everyone, there should be two devotees together in one car, they should travel around the country, give people the books, and in the evening their association, show them how to cook, and make them devotees. And I thought, what a free concept for a society. How much freedom, how much inspiration. Then I became absorbed in translating, because of all the devotees I knew the best English, because I had gone to a school where I learned English, from where I dropped later. I joined very young, so. At that time I was the best English speaker. Even now you can see the English is very bad, but imagine 10 years ago or 20 years ago I was the best English speaker. So this was the standard of the devotees at that time. So I became very interested in the philosophy by always reading it and having to translate it. It meant I had to understand it, and I asked so many questions to the older devotees at that time. And then I felt very unsatisfying just translating, because I thought of this old concept, just moving around and giving the society what they really want with all their desperate endeavors. That is love and ecstasy and a purpose which is worthwhile living for. So then I asked, but I can't just sit here, you know, on the table. Plus I'm not very good in German, nor am I very good in English. Let me go out and preach. And at that time they thought I was not very healthy in my understanding of what should be done. Because it was...
They mean temple management.
Yeah, the temple management. I went to India at that time because I couldn't realize this, and traveled together with Lokanath Swami and from village to village, and we had a program every evening. And then I came back, and then I engaged in this traveling and meeting people. And later it became substantial.
You were doing this with the blessings of the temple management? Or
yes. No, no, always that.
How did you get them to change?
I brought money.
You look at all the money I'm getting from
you. Yes, yes.
You gave that money to the
Shah? Sure. Oh. I always am a very orthodox person. I'm very dependent on the devotees. I never did something outside of the blessings of devotees. And I believe in it. I mean, if the devotees are not pleased, then it's not Krishna's plan. But now our understanding is, at that time, we had to beg for cars. Just give me one car. Only for 2 days, I want this car. I bring it with a full gasoline tank bag. So that was it. Yes. So then after 3 days, where is our car? Well, this Sachinanda is taking it. Who knows, this person is so enthusiastic for this program. No one knows what comes out of it. and then, anyways, I always liked devotees very much and vice versa, so that was no problem. The preachers must be dependent on the temple. Otherwise, they will not, they need the connection. We must have our Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. If we have no connection to the temple, our Pancharatrika Vidhi will not be very first class. We will not feel attraction to go on the programs, because we will not be invited to give lectures. We feel like some strangers to the temple. No, and plus we want to offer the new devotees to the temple. It's for, we are the servants of the temple, the preachers. It's very important understanding. Whenever preachers turn against the temple because the management is not, is only, sometimes it seems it's prayers oriented, which they have to be, because they have to pay their bills. They have to think, where is it coming from? How do we manage? It is their short vision is understandable, so to say, and sympathetic also. I never had any change. So I brought them the fruits, so to say, new devotees, and also devotee Namhati supported the temple. And the temple was full. We made programs in the temple with the Namhatis, 100 people dancing in ecstasy. Horrible, where are these people coming from? And the devotees then begin to understand that there is another dimension of Krishna consciousness. And this is very important. From my little talks with the leaders of the American Yatra, it seems we need some new perspectives there. In the yatra, and
that is
Gunagrahi Maharaj. I talked to, well, I'm talking to so many, in particular Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who is knowing everything because he is in contact with everyone. I'm hearing what Danuvir Prabhu says. We have not yet met on such a personal level, but I'm hearing what he says. I'm talking with Dharmakrishna Maharaj. Oh, so many. In Mayapur, but it's so many all at once that one is overblown because I'm a country boy being in Europe only. so much I do not find any time to sleep or think because so many nice Vaishnavas come in Mayapur but talks to wants to talk with everyone. Who else? Yeah, I talked to Ram Shraddha, although I know his information is Ram Shraddha. He is a special person, so he will have a special vision. Enough. Just now it's not there, the remembrance. And that is, devotees need to see how Krishna consciousness is universal, how it works within the society, how new things change. Devotees become, when we see the ISKCON World Review saying how a person took a book, then you can see devotees want to hear this. That's why they write it. We are not contributing so much to the ISKCON World Review.
Why not?
Because the different mood also. It's a difficult subject. But you can see the devotees want to see successes in the preaching. I think if devotees would really take this program serious, they could write about so many very, very big things which would happen. 3,000 people dancing in circles.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand why you don't submit it to this kind of review. Whatever mood they have, the mood would be better if they had your article.
Yeah, maybe should start sending. it sounds almost paranoid, but it is. If you talk about the achievements, so to say, you will lose the achievements because Krishna is the one who makes it done. And I sometimes feel that within our society we have become too result-oriented. And too ambitious and also too a little external, and if you enter there it is not so nice for your own consciousness.
What do you mean
not
by
for
ambitious?
The other. Well, this is really a very difficult subject, but I talked with different devotees and I feel this is not the circle to discuss this.
Okay.
It is. To make the shift in a different way. I once asked Harikesh Maharaj because he keeps very much away, and he is the one. If it comes to the number of distributed books, of temples opening, of conquering new countries, and so on. I mean, he could write the from morning till evening. But he's not doing it. Because he feels if this could be misunderstood, or you could even misrepresent it by boasting this kind of thing. It's a different mood, but maybe we have to become the city boys and not country boys.
Isn't it result oriented to want to have a lot of devotees for the Namhat?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see, but the consciousness is not that I want to have a number.
And I want to, yes, and the thing is, a devotee doesn't want to show off.
Right.
And it will be seen as this, because this is the way we are, it is a new movement, so to say. But this is all, please, Madhati, let us not talk of this. It is a subject I feel I have to become more realized and mature about. It's only I have some ideas which are not yet mature for talking. I will meditate
it
more.
Sounds
about
good
it.
From the level that you're speaking.
So this is one idea. Anyways, I really have to say it because there will be maybe there might be devotees who hear this tape. All which I want to say is in making this point. That as a preacher, we have to somehow get out and preach, not in order to show this happened, that happened, that happened, that happened,
right.
But to go, we should go because we want to connect people with Krishna. And of course, this takes compassion, and who of us is compassionate? I'm not compassionate at this stage.
It's the most difficult stage to come to,
Therefore, we should motivate ourselves in other ways. It's the greatest adventure. This is one motivation. It pleases my spiritual master. And through his pleasure, I save my neck, so to say. And I have seen whenever I'm preaching and trying to sacrifice a little for preaching, then I'm feeling most close to Prabhupada. I'm even feeling more close to Prabhupada when I'm doing this than in any other activity. Because I guess it's when Prabhupada wrote me, I should preach here in my initiation. But so I have to do that. But as soon as you think, I want to make big, I want to make a score, I want to make a bhakta point, I want to make a... Then it's I, but not Krishna. And that is destroying everything. It's so bad. Then you see how your heart is full of enviousness when someone does bigger than you. And then immediately you know, oh, Krishna is not satisfied. Or you feel... that you cannot really be happy about other developments because you want to be the developer. And it really kills the preaching spirit. And you become a Kripatma, and then you lose all enthusiasm. So therefore it's better to not talk so much about what you do and
what about this business of reading scores in the morning in the different temples before the deities?
This is in Sankirtan, you mean. This is very, very good, because for Sankirtan you need a different, you need a mood. Get out and give them him a book. It's a little different because it takes such a strong mind to just, and such an austerity within 3 minutes to say the essentials which are there for the book, that this competition spirit there is very helpful, and Prabhupada wanted it.
But the envy also comes out there.
Well, that you have to preach to the devotees. I noticed in Harikesh Maharaj is probably the most enthusiastic Sankirtan preacher. I mean, he did a lot of that. But in all the lectures he talks about false pride. And how it kills someone when you hear that your number one key, you know, then how your chest swells in appreciation of your own glory. Then he talks a lot on that. That's important. If you consider Prabhupada, how humble he was, and we must be very careful to not become proud. I mean, Prabhupada. Who could match up to the humility of Prabhupada? There's this one story of the a man shouting through the loudspeakers of an airport because all the devotees crowd around Prabhupada. You have to make some seats available for the passengers, please. And then Prabhupada getting up and making a seat available. Out of a natural reaction. Not to show an example or to teach, but he just went innocently up and so the devotee, no, but we have to get free, you know, and get to.
So you don't think this reading in the temple of the scores promotes?
No, the Sankirtan scores, yes, but what about? I spoke more about the Namhata, the preachers.
But sometimes the Sankirtan mothers in New York want to give it up because they find themselves becoming too fruitive. Because they are asked about the results, and the results are read.
I think it may be an immature reaction. They may play holier than they are. I presume that if you do it in a nice way, this by making clear that you are not the doer. See, everything in a Vaishnava society takes its place in a certain frame. And if the frame is Krishna conscious, then the activity itself will take a different shadow. Like if you dance in the Kami society, this is selfish dance where you want to show off. But if you dance in a Vaishnava society, then it's for Krishna, it should be. And the way it is arranged, we are facing the deities, so it's not so much the individual expression, should at least not be like that. So, also reading scores, if it is done in the right framework, it. No, it's very important. Sankirtan has to flourish on a compet. You have to sometimes speak with our Sankirtan devotees. And you will see, please be there on Sunday sometimes when the scores are read. It's a real noise which we make for everyone, really noise, you know. And the devotees, they feel very humble. They lower their head when you go to number 5. They all lower their head and they think, oh no, if they would know all the week I was struggling with my mind, you know. And like this, the right understanding has to be given. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, all I said is, when you write this heaven, said heavens, I personally don't feel so comfortable in this. And then every little fly becomes a mosquito, an elephant of success, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so on, it's so disgusting. Anyways, I said I have to mature on this.
You're right.
All right, so anything?
I don't think
I'm feeling a little awkward, I must say.
Why?
Because you are very much senior to me.
Well,
you're so
matter.
Close to Prabhupada.
You're much closer to Prabhupada.
And no. My thing is, whenever I talk, I become extremely enthusiastic and I run over everyone like completely ungentleman. So, therefore, please don't. My temperament, I'm known for my temperament when I'm talking. So, therefore,
you're
I'm feeling a lot.
You don't mean anything. You're much closer to
Prabhupada. In this conversation, no one is a winner, so we might as well not lead it.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any problems in your non-hot activities that you want to ask in the form of a question?
Good, so.
All right.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. You're very kind to take all that time.